Okay, here we are at Isabel Community Cafe in the steaming hot kitchen with Gaynor. Hello, Gaynor.
Hello, Kevin.
What are we up to today?
Today we are going to make something that I've just put on the menu, which is going down really well. It is a tomato and mozzarella and fresh basil
ciabatta. I don't know how you spell it, but I know what you mean.
Oh, spell it?
Go on then.
C-I-A-B-A-T-T-A.
Ciabatta. All right, ciabatta. Right, okay. So tell us again, tomato...
Tomato, mozzarella and basil, fresh basil.
Lovely. Okay.
So you can buy these in any supermarket.
Ciabattas.
Yeah. And then people go, what do you do with them then?
Right.
So here's what you can do with them, which is going really, really well. So I have got in a bowl some garlic-infused olive oil, which you can buy ready done. Or if you haven't got garlic-infused, you just use olive oil and rub a clove of garlic on the...
I love the way you do the actions as well. Rub a clove of garlic.
So you just use a pastry brush.
Yeah.
You cut the ciabatta in half.
Yes.
And then rub or spread... or drizzle,
slap it on.
Just slap it on, really. Yeah. The garlic infused olive oil.
Yeah.
Okay, because that gives it some nice flavour.
Give it a good soaking.
Mhm. And also, we're growing basil and thyme and all sorts in our little garden, so I've got
brilliant
fresh basil.
Let's have a sniff. Oh, lovely.
Mm. I think this is better done with cherry tomatoes.
Okay. Why?
Because they're just sweeter. They've got a nice taste. But we had loads at the beginning of the week because we're growing them. And as I say, they're quite popular.
Yeah.
So now we're using ordinary. But you can use ordinary.
Yeah.
It's fine. So if you cut your tomato into slices.
Yeah.
And each side of the ciabatta takes 3 slices.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Take some fresh basil leaves, which again you can buy in supermarket, and just tear them and scatter them on the top of the tomato.
So you can actually buy basil leaves, can you?
Yeah, they actually sell it in little pots or ready cut.
Okay.
So yeah, it's really easy to get hold of. It's about 99 pence for a little bush of them.
Yeah.
On top of each piece of tomato, you lay your mozzarella, or you can use cube mozzarella to get more out of it that way.
Yeah.
And then, on top of that, I'm sprinkling some cheddar cheese.
Oh, wow. This is cheesy.
It is cheesy. So if you put the cheddar cheese on the top.
Yeah.
And this makes a really filling brunch. Then you put that under the grill for about 5 to 7 minutes until the cheese is golden and melted. If you can get it in the grill.
Don't burn your hands.
Yeah, it's just a bit high. Wouldn't mind. That'd be
all
right.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's it.
That's it. And that is about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
And it's really filling.
Okay.
So yeah.
How much do you reckon that would cost?
If I tell you how much it would cost, that's going to spoil it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. So I suppose.
How much would you pay the ingredients?
Mozzarella is about 49p a ball.
Yeah.
Did you buy it in a bag, in a bowl? Tomatoes, I don't know, 69p for 6. Ciabattas are about a pound.
What do you call them then?
Ciabattas, I don't know how to say it. You know that I can spell it, but I can't say it. They're about £2 for 4, I think.
Yeah. So about a quid.
Yeah,
and less
then you
than
just need
quid.
One cutting in half, and that does a really good meal.
Fantastic.
I've just spotted a problem.
What?
The drawer with the getter outer tea towels are in there, over there, and I'm stood here and that's getting hot and I can smell.
Off you go. Gaynor's running round to get her getter outer from the drawer, which looks suspiciously like a tea towel.
It is a tea towel. I'm just going to move that because that is too hot. You don't actually want it touching the top of the grill.
No, you don't.
Because otherwise it will burn.
So put it on a medium heat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you all right with that?
Yeah, it's just arthritis hands.
Oh, I know.
Oh. flipping it, Kevin. There. Done.
We're in. So a moderate grill heat for about, 7 minutes maximum?
Five to seven. You just keep an eye on it, and as the cheese melts, if you want it nice and golden and bubbly, you leave it a little bit longer.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a good, quick...
And that is a popular cafe
dish. Very popular.
Has it introduced this week?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I've done about... How many have I done? About... What day are we? Wednesday? No, we're not Wednesday, we're Friday.
Giveaway.
Yeah, I've done about 12.
12?
Yeah, and that's not including all the other things we're doing. No. So...
What other things have you introduced then?
Nachos.
Yeah, love them.
With spicy cheese, salsa and jalapeno peppers if you want them.
Yeah, I can hear that bubbling now. Can
you? That's good bubbly noise.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, they're going really well because those, you just put the nachos in the in a little oven dish, cover them with your salsa and squeezy cheesy. Cover that with cheese, put that in the oven and just let that melt and then you just pull them.
Yeah.
So they're going down really well.
But it's going to be, what, end of the school holidays this weekend?
Next week. Yeah.
So does that mean you're back doing your cookery course?
Yes.
Which, when does that
start? I think that starts on the Wednesday the 12th.
Oh, okay. Of September.
So if anyone wants to get on that, just give us a ring.
On?
248170.
Wow.
Or go on our Isabel Cafe Facebook page.
Yeah.
I think it's Isabel Community Cafe.
Yeah.
Or the Pan Together Facebook page.
Okay.
If you are interested. And that is free.
And next week, can we go on to your allotment and you can show me around?
Yeah, if you want to.
We can
you,
do.
Can you walk about with that then?
I can hop.
Yeah.
Yeah, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't have to make anything. You could just walk around the allotment, talk about ingredients and what could we make with that object.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
And you'll say, Kevin, that's a bamboo cane.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, okay.
I will say that.
Right.
Probably.
Okay.
But yeah, that's
okay.
Cool.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, so we're really getting quite busy with it.
That's good.
I did posh today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like what?
I did caramelised onion and tomato tart tatin.
Wow.
On pan.
Wait.
Go me.
Yeah.
And oh, and I have to tell this because I'm really excited.
Cool.
I made some cupcakes. Yeah, that's fine. Don't panic.
Yeah.
So it's because it's your dinner. I made some cupcakes and. You know, things get a little bit boring, and you think, what can I do that's different?
Yeah.
So I made these chocolate cupcakes.
Yeah.
And I made a peppermint buttercream frosting. And put them up. They taste like peppermint Aero.
Oh.
Absolute. They've been...
They've all been demolished.
Yeah. And we're doing meal deals as well, so you can get sandwich cake. Wow. And a cup of drink for... Ooh,
things are really taking off, aren't they?
Yeah, it's lots of ideas. We're all coming together going, oh, what can we do that's different?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fabulous. And it's paying off.
It is.
Because people are coming in.
Yes, lots of people.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So next week I'll have a meal deal and then a walk around the allotment.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, right, I've got to stop now because there's a bit of a ciabatta going on.
Yes.
And I've got my eyes on one of them.
You can have both of them.
Oh, really?
Because mine are over there going cold.
Right, thanks, Dana.
All right, see you next week.
See you next
week.
Bye.
Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove. But first of all, please let there be love. 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 Let there be love.